Lynch here with All Volunteer, All Heart from Binky Patrol, and I am joined today by one of my favorite people in Binky Patrol. Jean, you're joining us, and you are going to tell us some stories because you've been blowing up my phone with happy, happy news. But there was one thing in particular you were talking about, and it was kind of a very spontaneous thing that happened with an author and a book.
Yeah, we had, I teach seventh grade language arts at Madison Middle School, and this is the second year we're doing this novel called I'll Always Write Back. And it tells the tale of a pen pal from middle school, an international pen pal thing. And they became best friends. And a girl from America, Caitlin, became best friends with this boy, Martin, from Zimbabwe. And over the years, they stayed friends. And she learns to realize that all of her friend drama isn't important. And he learns to realize that it's okay to ask for help because he came from a really, really poor, you know, village. Her family ultimately like sends him care packages, and then they sponsor him to get him over here. And he graduates from Villanova, and they're still friends today. So the kids.
Okay, so it's not a novel; it's an actual story.
It's a novel, but it's a dual memoir. So it is a novel, and the novel is written by them with a ghostwriter helping out.
Okay.
And it's a series of their letters back and forth.
Oh, wow. So
the kids have loved the book. You know, the kids have loved the book, and we were able to get one of the authors, Caitlin Alafranca, on a Google Meet. She came and presented to all 250 seventh graders. So they loved it. That was Wednesday. And we had planned this because we wanted to do some sort of service project. And we were thinking, well, you know, he came from a poor school. School was so important. Someone was like, well, they can collect for a school. I'm like, well, then their parents will collect. That's not them doing it.
Right.
So I'm like, I need binkies. Let's go. So I got a grant from the PTA. Our PTA gave us a $300 grant, and I went, was able to catch the good sale, those make and give kids that are right there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see some of them still.
Yeah, no, we all know those.
And then what we did was we combined, there's two teams. So there's two classes per grade level. So we just combined them in the cafeteria and during the language arts classes, and they made blankets. So we taught them how to do it. We had the scissors, which weren't the sharpest, you know, and 74 blankets.
Not bad. What a great week. Wow.
They made the blankets. They're going to go to local hospitals. And then Caitlin had told the kids that she's a pediatrics nurse and stuff like that. And she works, you know, in Pennsylvania. And then I was thinking that I'm like, and she encouraged the kids to follow her on social media. And for us, I'm like, I should see if her hospital wants blankets. So not that we would send them all, but just send a token, you know? So that's the pile that I showed you.
Oh.
So she reached out, and then she shared the little blurb on our Binky Patrol page. So the kids will get a hoot that a New York Times bestselling author thinks that they're great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, yeah. What a wonderful connection. It's important for the kids too, to see how relationships can be developed.
And I had told, like, some of the kids were being like Weisenheimers to the other teacher. And they're like, well, isn't this slave labor? You know, so I did my speech at the beginning, and I'm, can these parents go out and buy their kids a blanket? Yes. I said, but how much of a surprise is it at the hospital when you've got those crusty sheets and you're cold and that, you know, there's blankets won't warm you up, that someone comes with one of these bright blankets that a stranger you don't even know met them. You've never met, and you get a blanket from them.
Yeah, it isn't about the money. And also in those traumatic times, you're not thinking about going shopping.
Or packing or anything.
Nothing. You're just there. And so to have one less thing.
And one of the themes of the book was how not only can kindness change people's lives, it can cause a ripple effect. Like you do a little and it comes bigger and bigger. So we were watching. We purposely kept the pile of blankets out. I didn't bag them or anything. And the kids could see as the day went by, the pile got huge. I said, see, that's your ripple. Well, ocean. So.
Oh, how lucky those kids are to have you.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's right. And we are too.
Thank you.
When I visited my middle school that I grew up in, down in California, they did everything they could to have Binky events. They were they love that it's part of them because I was there. But what I really enjoy is that they tied it to math. So they made quilts for geometry. And then they tied it to US history for quilts. So they actually were all sewing them.
Oh.
And learning to sew by hand and cut and everything else. So they said, we just keep finding ways to make it fit into the curriculum.
Right. Well, this lended itself perfectly with the book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a perfect connection. It was like a win-win.
Thank you, Jean.
Oh, you're welcome.
Find us at binkypatrol.show or look for us on your favorite podcast apps. All volunteer, all heart from Binky Patrol. We hope you'll listen. And if this inspires you to share it with somebody, that'd be really cool too, because you never know where that ripple will start. Hopefully with you.
Yep. That
Thanks.
is true.